Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to the Student Special Radio Hour. We are here at CITR 101.9 FM, and we will be talking about nostalgia today. It is a topic or a memory, a theme, a feeling, a wish that sometimes or oftentimes happens to everyone, and we're going to be exploring it today, which, oddly enough, I will be here. And I'm actually quite excited because this is the first time I'm leading one of the student special hours. But I'm also here with Hala and with Lucy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing today?
Oh, you know, pretty good. Yeah? Pretty good. Yeah, pretty excited to talk about nostalgia. I think it's very fitting for this week, for me particularly. But I think...
A lot of reminiscing
to be had.
Yeah.
Before we keep going, we're just going to quickly have a territory acknowledgement here.
Of course.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
And we are back. That was our territory acknowledgement. And we're back with the theme of nostalgia at the student special hour. And I just had a question for both you, Hala and Lucy, is what do you often associate nostalgic moments with?
Oh, that's a hard question. I would have to say for me, nostalgia always has like a deeper sense of like inner hollowness in a way. I don't really know how to put that like sensation into words, but you know that feeling of thinking back on like a moment that you treasured or enjoyed for whatever reason, and then you feel this like, you know that like pit in your stomach you get when something's wrong? Have you ever felt that like in your heart?
Yes.
Like a heart pit? Mm-hmm. And a heart pit. And like that like deep-rooted sense of like, oh, I like miss that. I like miss that so much. Like, I just feel that like physical sensation in my heart when I think about nostalgia.
Yeah.
What about you, Lucy?
Mine is massively smell. This is really kind of a different perspective than Hala, but I get nostalgia most aggressively, like most in waves. Music is one big one, but it comes so viscerally when there's a smell involved. Mm-hmm. I came back from traveling about in August of last year, and I was walking up my friend's pathway, and it's like her house that everyone hangs out with. It's the house I'm living at now. And I walk up this pathway and I smell like a combination of like flowers and sort of just like the general area. And it was just like, I hadn't realized that I noticed that smell much before, but after 6 months of being away, I came back and I was like, oh my gosh, home. Like, this is the smell of being back where I should be, basically. And I think that's, and over the weekend, I went back to my parents' house, and I walk in the door and it's just like, you sort of like don't, you relax from like not feeling like you had to relax. Like, mm-hmm. It's like a further relax, like you're already comfortable. And then this sort of smell brings you to a next level of sort of like, oh, wow, like I'm home.
It's almost like your body's adjusting, right?
Yeah.
To that
next level of comfort.
I think these are very actually good interest to what we're talking about, because I, since we were talking about nostalgia, I started researching and I started to look upon how psychologically nostalgia actually affects us for the better. I know it's a topic that usually people say, you know, you shouldn't think back in the past, like go on to the future, always think about the future, progress. But it's actually been proven that what nostalgia does, it actually releases dopamine, serotonin, and oxytocin within our brains. So it's almost like it is a natural drug. And what it creates like this moment of safe escape almost, to where you can be warm, you can be, and it does it through the memory, and then it actually connects into your body. So like physically, like you were saying, like that, mm-hmm. that hole. So it's a bittersweet moment that you're experiencing, because it's not there, but at the same time you are experiencing it. It's totally, you smell it, you hear it, you definitely feel it. So it's very interesting what they were saying, and I do understand where you're coming from as far as taste and the smell and that feeling. For me, one of the biggest things is music, and one of the biggest songs that I can remember back in my high school amazing days in El Paso, Texas.
El Paso, Texas.
Yeah. Was actually listening to the Mars Volta, which is a very it's a very popular band over there. It was very popular locally, and then all of a sudden it just started to take fame. But one of the biggest songs that I can remember to singing to and like dancing and I guess going all crazy with my friends was El Via El Viacus, which is one of the songs that I want to play today, so you maybe get a chance to walk into my remembrance of nostalgia and what it was.
It's interesting that nostalgia is like a intensely personal feeling, right?
Yes.
It's very difficult to transfer that like emotional connection that you have with like a moment. And it's interesting that we chose to do this show on nostalgia, because we're like making this attempt to share our like small slices of like moments with like our listenership, and yet like each listener will have their own moment of nostalgia that they'll like connect with us.
Yeah, I can definitely agree with that. It's almost like by you sharing your vulnerability, you're having them create their own vulnerability.
Exactly, but our vulnerabilities are not like matched in any way, which is like really interesting as a concept, I think.
Yeah.
And we never know if we are experiencing it the same way. So it's sort of, we can describe it and we can discuss it and we can share. But I think there's something so abstract about nostalgia that we can always imagine what the other person is feeling and how they feel this and how they experience it. But it's so unique that like you could be actually experiencing it in an entirely different way.
Yes. And that's one of the things that I remember researching is, although we all experience it differently, one of the highest moments that our brain actually starts sending all of these signals of like dopamine, serotonin, and oxytocin, and all these neurochemicals is actually when you experience the same song and you start singing to it together. Although you may have different experiences, the effect of having all these neurochemicals like kicking into your body are the same. And they've matched it to where it's like the same as taking any other types of substances, which I don't know if you do or if we've done, or, you know, I'm going to keep that into neutral background and territory. But it was very interesting. So I'd love to share the song with you, and hopefully you get to create a different type of nostalgia. So here is, I'm sorry.
No, I just wanted to say I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, thank you. It is El Via El Viacus by the Mars Volta, who are originally from El Paso. They were, they started at the Drive-In, which was a different band, and then they created this like experimental jazzy like rock band, and they kind of took off and have been doing some tours. Well, they broke up actually, but in their hiatus,
you know,
and like their in their fame and whatnot, they were actually opening for like Red Hot Chili Peppers and whatnot. So
amazing,
very very fun. I hope you enjoy. This is El Via El Viacus.
Ever so slight technical difficulties. You know those phone cases, they just get in the way.
No, I'm so sorry about that. And there we go. Hopefully this works out. I can hear the one.
How do you listen to CITR? Do you stream it with your data? You could be getting it free on your phone with the already installed FM receiver chip, but major carriers have blocked access to it. If you want access to all your favorite CITR goodness on your phone, get involved. Visit freeradiomyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion.
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Hold of some pigskin. This is my shimmering life prize. All I must do is create a diversion. What could distract people who love sports? Sports! 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 Sports!
Do you find sports distracting? Feel the need to chant sports for hours on end? Then come on by the CITR station at the new sub to get involved. We do play-by-play, color commentary, audio production, interviews, and so much more. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
And we're back at the student special hour here in CITR 101.9 FM, and we're talking about nostalgia today.
So for nostalgia for me, I always think of music, obviously, but I think of different feelings that have to do a lot with family and that have to do a lot with particularly folk music. Folk music that would fill my home when I was growing up. My mom has always been a big lover of Canadian female folk singers. And so we were always had the rooms filled with different beautiful sounds of folk music. I went to my parents' house just over the weekend, and she got a big sound system installed, and I was kind of flitting through all the CDs, and I found this song that I hadn't really listened to much since I was quite a bit younger. And it just reminded me so much of these times at home and eating good food and being around family and what the beautiful things that is. And as we'll be discussing after this song, nostalgia is beautiful, but it is also things that have kind of passed. And there is kind of time where you realize that those things are not always going to stay the same, but that new experiences can come out of but give you the same appreciation and the same feeling that those old experiences did. So this is the Wailing Jennies, and they are this incredible, beautiful female group from Canada who sing just all these beautiful harmonies and just give me this feeling of home and peace. This is one of my favorite songs here. It's Long Time Traveler by the Wailing Jennies.
Springs of joy are dry. My soul now seeks another home, a brighter world on high. I'm a long time traveling here below. I'm a long time above. I'm a long time traveling here below. I'm a long time traveling away from home. I'm a long time traveling here below to lay this body down. I'm a long time traveling here below. I'm a long time traveling away from home. I'm a long time traveling here below to lay this body down. To lay this body down.
Once again, that was the Wailing Jennies with Long Time Traveler. Beautiful harmonies in that just remind me so much of home and relaxing around home. But as we were discussing the topic of nostalgia, things that came to mind for me were many things that I know as being very nostalgic and fond memories and fond music. There's also sort of a twist with it that is all these things have now changed. And all these things that I imagine as being a certain way have now become something entirely different. And not in any way that's worse, but in just ways that you realize as you grow up and as things change, you know, me and my wise 21 years over here. But as you grow up, things do change and things evolve. And nostalgia is beautiful because it is reminiscent of the past, but there's something also beautiful about being able to experience things of the past with sort of this new view of being older and I don't want to say wiser because that's probably not the right word, but knowing what you know. So for me, this is an experience with my family. So when I went home this weekend, I went back to my family home in Fort Langley. And Fort Langley is a beautiful little town. It's from the, you know, a little shout out to Fort Langley here, but it's the first trading post in British Columbia, or European trading post, I should say. And it is this little town, kind of a little tourist destination, very sweet, no taller than two stories high, kind of little town, no big chains. It's just a really sweet little place, like three whole stoplights, you know, it's like a really, really big bumping place. And I went there, and that is where my parents moved when I was about 1 year old, and they held on to our house till now. But about 2 years ago, my parents were separated, and that has come with its own series of complications, including what to do with this house. And because they paid for it together, and as you do when you build a life together, they now have to figure out how to split it. So it is... Originally, there was some talk of selling it, and now my mom has decided to keep it. So this was me spending a weekend in this home of mine with my mom's new partner's family and experiencing what it was like to have this kind of space that I had so many memories and smells and music and all these like really specific nostalgic memories involving a certain family dynamic, which included, you know, my mom, my dad, and my two sisters. Now to my mom and her partner and his brother and his brother's daughter and their cousin and all these sort of people that had never previously been or would have been considered family, and experiencing sort of a new sense of nostalgia, which was that like kind of the nostalgia of what was, but also the fact that how far we've come and how kind of incredible it has been to experience this change and everyone coming out in a fairly positive and you know, caring way, and everyone is maintaining a really great relationship, and how that even though those times have changed, the beauty of the family and the beauty of the house and those experiences have not been tainted in the process. So to sort of further on with this idea, I wanted to play a song that was nostalgic for me, but was new, had brought in these ideas and these feelings for me and made me think of times that had passed, but were made more presently, who had those feelings of kind of the old folk vibe, but were actually made by young people who are coming new into the music scene. This band is one that I've really, really enjoyed for a long time. I actually got a chance to do an interview with them earlier this year. They're from Abbotsford, I think. Yeah, Abbotsford seems right. And they are a great band that really has sort of epitomized the new and old combination for me. The band is called Good for Grapes, and they have this sort of really beautiful folk sound that's been really fostered throughout their time in Vancouver and kind of coming up as a band. And I think that it really ties together what I'm discussing with the new and the old coming together to create a whole new beautiful experience. So this tune is by Good for Grapes, and it is Time and Time Again here on CITR 101.9.
Dancing around the room, where 2 a.m. is the afternoon, and we're sweeping out the words that bother you. We're kind of moving on, but you're already gone. We're kind of moving on, but you're already gone. Thoughts hang on your lips and swirl around like moving ships. I wanna scream and shout, you won't snap out of it. We're barely moving on, but you're already gone. We're barely hanging on. Time to time, we'll run outside with bruises on our feet. And dawn again, you're coming back to me. And I know it hurts, but just give me something real. Another fallen entity in the mind of a child crying out in disbelief. We're kind of moving on, but you're already gone. We're kind of moving on, but you're already gone. And time and time again, we'll sing ourselves to sleep. From time to time, we'll run outside with bruises on our feet. And dawn again, you're coming back to me. And I know it hurts, but just give me something. Another faded memory, another crack in the pavement, sprawled beneath me. Please, 'cause I'm barely moving on, and you're all.
started moving on, and you're already gone. But time and time again, we'll sing ourselves to sleep. From time to time, we'll run outside with bruises on our feet. And on again, you're coming back to me. And I know it hurts, but just give me something.
Friends, well, we like you, so become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends on Commercial Drive, like 10% off at Stormcrow Tavern, High Life Records, Audio Pile, Mintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Ready, set, walk. Yes, walk. Join Relay for Life and fund the Canadian Cancer Society's vital support services and Canada's most promising cancer research. Register today at relayforlife.ca. Get on track for an unforgettable journey. You'll pass the baton and relay with others in your community. Because every step you take, every dollar you raise, continues the life-saving work of the Canadian Cancer Society. Go the distance, accept the baton. RelayForLife.ca.
Music Race is back again on June 2nd to 5th, all across East Vancouver. Music Race and Arts Race are presenting independent arts and cultural makers. Featuring Skyoti, SC, Stream Team, Jay Anna, Gun Control, Ace Red Twins, Soul Loki, Supermoon, Stefana Fatida, Lay Spring, Morning Coop, Huey Oxley, Data Plan, and more. Check out Music Ways on Facebook or head over to musicways.ca for all the information.
You've been listening to the Student Special Hour on CITR 101.9, or maybe you've been listening on your computer at player.citr.ca. My name is Hala.
My name is Estefania.
And my name's Lucy.
Thanks so much for tuning in to us. So we've been having a roundtable discussion about nostalgia today, and a lot of it has focused a little bit on past nostalgia. And I brought up, when we were brainstorming today's discussion, the idea of future nostalgia and that feeling of, like, you know you're going to miss the moment that you're presently in before you've even left that moment. It's like a weird, like, out-of-body experience where you step back for a moment and you're like, wow, I'm having, like, such a time that I just know that I'm going to want to be in this moment again, and that just through the nature of time can never happen. I actually, I was rewatching The Office, and there's this quote from Andy Bernard on the last episode of the series, so the series finale, where he says, "I wish there was a way to know you were in the good old days before you actually left them." And that's such, like, a relatable sentiment, I think. Like, wouldn't it be nice to know that the moment you were in would be meaningful to you in the future while you were still in that moment? Or would that taint the moment and make you, like, too... would that pressure the moment? What do you think, Lucy?
I think that it's interesting because experiences are memories happening. Like, when you experience something great, you experience it very briefly, but you remember it over and over and over again. And so I think it would be really interesting to see how it would create your memory of it if you were aware that it was going to be such a fun memory.
Yeah, exactly.
If you were constantly aware that, like, oh, this is going to be a good one.
Would that ruin it, though?
Yeah, and I feel like it would. I feel, maybe not ruin it, but I feel like it would have a tinge of, because this is, like, the kind of social media age. It would be like, oh, I know this is going to be a really great moment, so now I'm going to, like, take pictures of it and videotape it and do this and do that, so I can remember it properly.
And there is that degree of separation from the moment when you do those things. Mm-hmm. When you do try to record and save the moment, like, you aren't fully engaged in that moment.
Absolutely, exactly. Yeah. And you are spending your entire time focusing, like, you see a show through your iPhone because you're just like, oh, I got to catch the moment. Like, everyone's been at that concert and there's one person who just won't put their freaking phone down. And yep. The whole time they're just, like, filming, and they're, like, kind of, like, screaming or whatever, and they're filming and they're waving around. You're like, why don't you just put your phone away? Like, it's like you're not even really... like, it's not going to be good audio or good visual. Like, it's not going to be a good moment. Whatever you're doing with your phone is never going to capture this moment. And if you, like, step a toe out and you make sort of, you're, like, not fully engaged in this moment, you're also not going to remember it the same.
I think that that stems from the fear of those moments slipping away from you and having that sort of, like, fleeting, like, water-like effect of those moments, and the fear that you won't ever regain that feeling again. Because I think the idea with, like, those moments that are powerful to you is that everyone feels like it's going to be your last one. Every time I have those moments where I'm like, I am treasuring this moment at the time that it's happening, I think to myself, this could be the last time that I have that moment, and so I should take a picture of this. I should take a Snapchat of this, and so that I don't lose that feeling. And I think that that's, like, it is a little bit ruining those moments. Go for it.
Kind of just to play devil's advocate here. I often find that instead of taking pictures, when you do realize or you're fully aware of that moment and how special it is, you actually, or at least for me personally, I actually don't take pictures. I'm known for, like, not taking pictures of, like, myself or things, because I like to be in that specific moment and actually connect or do what it is that I, you know, that I feel I should do in that moment rather than taking the pictures, because I can totally relate with you, Lucy, where you're at a concert that you paid for to be there, and then you see somebody who's taking a video, but the whole entire time they don't put the phone down or anything. And then I just, like, I always think, like, well, why did you buy a ticket to just see this on YouTube? You know, why didn't you just wait the next day? Somebody else would have probably posted this and just watched the video.
And about the same quality of someone screaming back in the background and jumping up and down or whatever it is, right? Because it's never like they're like standing there being like, it's going to be perfectly framed. It's going to be a great shot. Like, it's just like people are like waving their phones around and getting like the blurry.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like shapes. And it, yeah. And like you're saying, I think that's like a really beautiful way of thinking about it, of like, you know, yeah, there are moments where, like, oh, you take a photo, and yeah, but the purposeful, I'm going to take a photo now so I can remember it, so that, you know, I can experience this over and over and over again. Where it's like, whereas it's sort of this sort of fear, and I think in some way insecurity, because you want, you're so, like, you so think that this moment is the moment.
Yes.
That you can't appreciate that there could be many other moments. There could be so much beauty out of so many different things that don't have to be so, I guess, like, flash, boom, pow, obviously moments. And yes, if you can step away,
yeah,
you can give yourself an opportunity to, like, appreciate different moments and the little moments and the little days.
I think it's definitely safe to say it is good to be aware of that. And, you know, I don't want to, like, go against what you think and whatnot, but it is safe to explore and say maybe it's not bad to kind of be aware and explore that and say, hey, this is a special moment. It's happening right now. What can I do? Do I step back and am I the observer and I take pictures or do these things, or do I get in there and I jump in and I become part of that moment? Mm-hmm. And it's a weird balance because it's happened. I mean, I'm not saying that I fully just jump in. Depending on the experience, I might be the observer, I might be one or the other, but it's, what is it that you want from that moment, you know?
Yeah, that's a really great point. And something that I was thinking about was that with Snapchat now, like, the point of Snapchat is to, like, capture the moment, but to only relive that moment for 24 hours.
Mm.
And something that I've started doing, which I find to be, like, weirdly counterintuitive, is I take Snapchat stories and then I save them onto my phone. But yeah, you have to go in and touch each thing and save and save and save. And it doesn't want you to save it. It doesn't. That's not the point of Snapchat. And I think that it's weird because I find myself, like, in the middle of our two opinions. I find myself, like, yes, really wanting to save the moment and be the observer, but at the same time, be fully immersed in the moment. And I just can't, like, reconcile those two things. And that is something I definitely struggle with, especially at concerts, like, where I want to be taking videos and stuff. But it's an interesting phenomenon, especially with... everyone has a cell phone, obviously. This is not news to anyone. one more quick point on nostalgia that I wanted to bring up before we have another song for you is, this is something that's happened to me, and I just wanted to bring this up to see if this has happened to you guys. Okay. Have you ever felt the feeling of, like, you know, a moment that hasn't happened yet will bring you nostalgia in the future? So we're like, we have, like, two levels of future here. We have the moment that hasn't happened yet, and then even further in the future, you're going to feel nostalgia for that moment.
Man.
For example, last week on the show, or 2 weeks on the show, I talked about a Van Damsel concert that I went to that changed my life back in Winnipeg. And I went to another one of their shows this past weekend. And I've had such an intensive experience at every Van Damsel concert that I went to that I knew ahead of time of this Van Damsel concert that I would feel nostalgic for it later. I already knew that I would have an intensive experience, and it was like this weird sensation of, like, I already know how I'm going to feel about this even though the event has not occurred.
Interesting. Did you find that did or didn't take away from the experience? Were you thinking really hard when you were there? Oh, well, I'm really going to like this. I'm really going to, you know, like, are you over?
But that, like, that contributed to my positive experience. Like, I felt going in, I was like, oh, I'm going to love this show. And then I loved the show.
Or, like, at one point, were you like, almost comparing both? Like, now that one's passed, are you like, oh, let's compare the one from, you know, 5 years ago to, like, the one that just passed? Which one was better? And it's, but was that, like, a conscious thing? Or is that just kind of automatic?
Well, I think that doing that kind of comparison is pretty, like, intuitive, but I that is a good point. That is kind of the axe in my theory here, that it did force me to really examine like face to face the two concerts, whereas I wouldn't necessarily do that with another concert had I not had that feeling of preemptive nostalgia for it. But I feel like that's a good place to sort of wrap up our conversation about nostalgia today. So I have a song picked out for you guys. Everyone was teasing me a little bit because they were like, this song is so obscure.
Why not, though?
We've all got our dark side. It's all good.
It's called, I want to say it's called VH Sailing Rally.
Yeah.
The Sailing Rally?
The Sailing. Because VH is not separate from sailing. It's
all one word.
It's like a hook.
But it's called the Sailing Rally.
Yeah.
By a group called River Wave off of their brand new album called Subaru Spirit.
And right after, we'll be having Eleanor come in and talk to us a little bit about music waste before the student special hour is over. So stay tuned here on CITR 101.9. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 in the last few minutes here on the Student Special Hour.
And today we have Eleanor Wearing here to tell us about music waste.
What's up?
So we sort of jumped on her a little bit in the office. We're just like, tell people about what's going on. So do you want to just share a little bit of your experience with what's going on with music waste?
Yeah, so Music Waste is a festival. It's happening this Thursday to Sunday in Vancouver at a variety of venues across mostly East Vancouver, but kind of a vague area. It has been happening for 22 years. It's 1 year younger than me. I'm literally a year older than this festival. So it's going to be, I'm very excited. It's going to be really fun. Basically, it is a weekend that, you know, at first glance, it doesn't look that different from a lot of other weekends that happen in the city, because there's always so many great local shows and local bands playing together each, like every night of the weekend, and actually every weeknight now that it's summer. But I think the cool thing about Music Waste is that obviously it has this huge long history, and a lot of the bands are playing with people that they wouldn't normally play with, so you get a little bit more of like a mixed up set list for a lot of the shows. And it's also really cheap. So something that's really incredible to me, I think probably one of the most impressive things, is that though everything in the world is more expensive than it was 20 years ago, like everything, like please tell me something that isn't more expensive than it was. Music Waste is $15 for a pass that gets you into any show all weekend long. And it's been that price for a really long time, and it hasn't gone up because it's really important. The organizers think it's really important to keep it accessible in that way. So, yeah, $15, best weekend of your life, promise.
Amazing. And tell us a little bit about some of the bands. What are some of the bands you're most excited for?
I'm really stoked for a lot of them. I'm really stoked for this one called Ruby Corinto. They're playing at the Toast Collective on Saturday night. They are half English, half Japanese, like their lyrics. And they've got like some crazy electronic synths, but then some like eclectic rock sensibilities. It's really cool. They were the only band that applied that nobody knew when we were listening to all the bands. And then everybody simultaneously was so hyped on them. So that's on Saturday at the Toast. I'm really excited for Adrian Teacher's show at the Toast on Friday, because I've been listening to his new record a lot and it's really good. Thursday night is also going to be wild, so everybody should come to that. We're doing everything at Fortune Sound Club, so there's going to be 11 bands playing, as well as an Artways show, and a karaoke room.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we're activating all the rooms in Fortune. That's the thing.
And how did you get involved with Music Waste?
I had just been working and volunteering at CITR for a few years, and then somebody here recommended me to the group of organizers doing it. And every few years there's a turnover at Music Waste, because there's a group of like 6 or 7 organizers and people kind of do a certain amount of time and then they move on. So my name was put forward and I accepted, and now here we are.
And here we are.
Yeah.
And the magical connection of CITR and Music Waste.
Yeah, it's really gotten me more than most of the other things I've gotten from UBC. So, you know, thanks CITR.
Thanks CITR. Aw, a little shout out to CITR. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Eleanor, for joining us and telling us what's going on.
If you want to get passes, you still can buy them at the record stores. We're also going to be selling them at Fortune on Friday. And the full schedule is in this month's Discorder magazine, which is literally hitting the streets as we speak.
This second.
Yeah, right now.
And if you're not on the streets, if you're on campus at UBC, you can come by a CITR station, because mm-hmm. there I see right in front of my eyes a little dolly thing carrying a bunch of stacks of them.
Yeah, so exactly.
You can grab a bunch, share them with your friends.
Yep.
All right. Thank you so much. And you're listening to the Student Special Hour here, 1 to 2 p.m. on Wednesday afternoon, here with myself, Lucy.